Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from Canto 1, Chapter 8, the prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 31, which is in your Srimad Bhagavatam copy. Gopi adade twayi kritagasi dhamma tavat Gopi adade twayi kritagasi dhamma tavat ya te dasha ashrukalila Anjana, Sambrama, Aksham, Yate Dashashru Kalilanjana, Sambramaksham,
Yate Dashashru Kalilanjana, Sambramaksham,
Vaktram,
Niniya,
Bhayabhavanaya, Stitasya, Vatrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya
Vatrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya
Sa
Mam
Vimohayati
Vimohayati
Bhihi
Bhihi
Yat
Yat
Pipeti
Pipeti
Oh, I forgot a P. Bhihi a P. Samang vimohayati pirapi yad pipeti.
Samang vimohayati pirapi yad pipeti.
Gopyadade twayi kritakasi dhammatavat.
Gopyadade twayi kritakasi dhammatavat.
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham.
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham.
Vaktrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya.
Vaktrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya.
Samang vimohayati bhir abhiyad bibheti.
Samang vimohayati bhir abhiyad bibheti.
Gopi adade twayi kritagasi dhammatavat
Gopi adade twayi kritagasi dhammatavat
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham
Vaktrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya
Vaktrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya
Samang vimohayati bhirapi yad bibheti
Samang vimohayati
Gopya dade twayi kritaka sitama tavat.
Yate
dashashru kalilanjana sampramaksham. Vaktrang niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhirapi yad bibheti.
Gopya dade
twayi kritagasi dhammatavat.
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham.
Yate dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham.
Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya.
Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavana sthitasya.
Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat.
Samang vimohayati bhir api yad bibheti
Gopya
dade twayi kritaka sitama tavat
Yate
dashashru kalilanjana sambramaksham
Vatram niniya bhaya
Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti. Gopya dade vaikta namatavad. Yate dashastru kalilanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti. Gopya dade tvai krita kasita matavad. Yate dashastru kalilanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti.
Gopya dade
tvai krita kasita matavad.
Yate
dashastru kalilanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti. Gopya dade tvai krita kasita matavad. Yate dashastru kalilanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya. Samang vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti. Gopi, the cowherd lady Yashoda, adade, took up, twayi, on your, kritagasi,
creating disturbances by breaking the butter pot,
dhamma,
rope,
tavat,
at that time,
ya,
that which,
te,
your,
dasha,
situation.
Ashru kalila,
overflooded with tears.
Anjana,
ointment.
Sambrama,
perturbed.
Aksham,
eyes.
Vaktram,
face.
Niniya,
downwards.
Bhaya bhavanaya,
by thoughts of fear.
Stitasya,
of the situation.
Sa,
that.
Mam,
me.
Vimohayati,
bewilders.
Pi, api,
even fear personified.
Yat,
whom.
Bibheti,
is afraid.
Translation.
My dear Krishna,
Yashoda
took up a rope to bind you
when you committed an
offense,
and your perturbed
eyes overflooded
with tears,
which washed
the mascara
from your eyes,
and you were afraid,
though fear personified
is afraid of you.
This sight
is bewildering to me.
Please repeat.
My dear Krishna,
Yashoda took up a rope
to bind you when you
committed an offense.
And your perturbed
eyes,
overflooded with
tears,
which
washed the mascara
from your eyes.
And you were
afraid,
though fear personified
is afraid of you.
This sight is
bewildering to me.
Purport
by His Divine Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada.
Here
is another explanation
of the bewilderment
created by the
pastimes of the Supreme
Lord.
The Supreme Lord
is the supreme in
all circumstances,
as already explained.
Here is
a specific example
of the Lord's being
the supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of his pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavana are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of the subordination before his foster mother Yashoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish, playful activities, used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yashoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavana, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yashoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared, often by feared personified, yet he is afraid of his mother who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Vandeham. Let's do it together. Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupang Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitangsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnane Naine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhyā Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralam Parasambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvang Nirdeshta Sarjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhaumak Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatang Suratau Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasvapadam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohanau Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prashtali Bhiksevyamana Smarami Srimad Rasara Sarambhi Vangshi Vatatatakstitaha Karshan Venu Swanayar Gopir Gopinatak Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulsi Devye Priyaye Keshabashyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradideve Satyavatya Namo Namaha Shri Nishringa Jaya Nishringa Jaya Jaya Nishringa Prahladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Pringa Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Wow, such a nice verse to have just in this Damodar month. How do you say rope in Sanskrit? Who can say it quickly without looking? Right. So Krishna's tied by ropes, Damodar. He's held by ropes. And this is a beautiful beautiful shloka and purport to be discussing during this very auspicious month of Kartik. Everyone should remember Monday is Ekadashi. Today is the appearance of Virabhadra Prabhu. We can look something up maybe and say something about him during Prashadam or something like that. So in Vaikuntha and in his different Leela avatars, Krishna displays different opulences and he's generally worshipped with great awe and reverence by pure devotees who are completely free from any material affection. But when Krishna comes as Krishna himself, he displays a special sweetness, super excellent pastimes that are not displayed by any Vishnu forms, Narayan forms of Krishna. In the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami describes different qualities, and 60 qualities are displayed by Vishnu. 50 can be displayed by jivas who are pure devotees, but special 4 qualities are displayed only by Krishna. This is only in Goloka. So this Hare Krishna movement of Lord Chaitanya is revealing this mood of Goloka, and we're spreading this mood, which is really the highest conception of love, and the purest conception of love. God, Queen Kunti is bewildered here. God is the supreme. No one can control him. No one can defeat him. He's not afraid of anything. This is the nature of the absolute truth. But at the same time, it's not so satisfying to God to always be undefeated, to always be uncontrolled, to always be superior, most important to everyone else. He feels a special pleasure, a higher pleasure, in intimate exchanges where the devotees out of pure love, they control him, they chastise him, they rebuke him. He feels the rebukes of the fiancés more pleasurable than the Vedic hymns. We get tired of, even we can see in our limited form, we get tired if someone is praising us all the time. Of course, we all want to be praised because we're imitating Krishna in this world. We feel very happy when we're praised in an honored position, and we feel very upset. We can become very upset if we're insulted or something like that. But when someone is a king and he's always being praised all the time, even if they have a joker, right? They have to have someone who can make fun of them and things like that so that they can be amused in that way. And the absolute truth is the source of all these qualities. The absolute truth is also like that. We should understand that the Supreme Godhead has his very intimate devotees. Who can defeat Krishna? Right? None of the demons can defeat him. They always try, they always fight with him in his various forms, and he always wins. But when does he get defeated? He has to have special pure devotees who can defeat him by their pure love. In this way, the devotees are actually superior to Krishna. This is inconceivable because no one is superior to Krishna. And this is bewildering to Kunti Devi. She's recognizing this bewildering point, that this is another one of the inconceivable, apparently contradictory qualities of Krishna. He's equal to everyone. Hiranyakashipu thought, oh, Krishna, Vishnu, he's become partial to the demigods because he beat my brother, he killed my brother. So he thought, oh, then he must be just an ordinary person. He's not, because the absolute must be impartial. So he became partial to the demigods. Hiranyakashipu, the demon, was thinking, so then I can kill him. I can become like him too. If he's able to be partial, so he's just an ordinary person, I can perform austerities and I can get power and be like him. But actually Krishna is not partial, but he appears partial because he reciprocates with the mood of his devotees. And the devotees who are extremely pure, whose love is not let me see how Srila Prabhupada says here, but whose love is not, it's not tinged with the mood of awe and reverence, which is, after all, it's a natural mood, you know, when you understand that God is supreme and we're very small. But after all, it's another mood that it's not as pleasing to God as this especially pure mood of... that's why I was in the wrong purport here. Let's see. Spontaneous. It's not as spontaneous. There's a hesitancy to come close. It's less intimate. The mood in Goloka and the mood in this Hare Krishna movement, coming from Srila Prabhupada and from Gaura Kishore and Bhaktivinoda and Vishwanath, Baladev and the six Goswamis, and coming from Lord Chaitanya and Madhavendra Puri, who's the root of the tree of Lord Chaitanya? That's Madhavendra Puri, right? So this mood is especially recognizing this mood of Vrindavan, this special mood where everything is imbued with the special sweetness of forgetfulness of Krishna's opulence. In Vrindavan, Krishna does not appear as a king. He appears as a village boy of cowherders, going and tending the calves with his friends. And Krishna's friends don't think of him as God. They think of him as an equal, as one of them. They play with him, different friends. There's these different moods. These moods of love are expanded upon by the six Goswamis, especially by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Srila Prabhupada has presented as Nectar of Devotion. And all these books explain. And the Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Sanatan Goswami, which is now available in a 3-volume BBT publication with the commentary by Sanatan Goswami. These 6 Goswami books explain, as Lord Chaitanya has instructed the 6 Goswamis to explain, the super excellence of the special sweetness of Vrindavan, where the devotees, out of their pure, spontaneous love, they can become very intimate with Krishna and please him in this very special way by being under yoga maya. They're forgetting his supremacy, forgetting his opulence and majesty, which would create a hesitancy to, right? If someone remembered he was God, how could they unhesitatingly chastise him as their child? So Mother Yashoda has to forget that hesitancy, has to forget that opulence in order to spontaneously and without any reservation love him in this way, to want to display the love that a mother has for her child in this way, just like an ordinary child. This is the origin. These moods, these transcendental moods, are the origin of the moods we see in the material affection. We shouldn't think that they're a reflection of the material affections, but actually the material affections are a reflection of the original moods in the spiritual world. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti describes the conjugal mood of Krishna in Vrindavan with the young girls, the Parakya Rasa, like that, as Adi Rasa, that in the material world is very abominable, illicit sex life. But in the spiritual world, this romantic love that Krishna is displaying with his devotees is the utmost, the sweetest, the highest, and most full of transcendental spiritual qualities. So Krishna allows himself to be approached like this only by devotees who have a special, completely pure, completely uncontaminated mood. And this mood of worshipping Krishna spontaneously in intimate ways, it cannot be achieved by any form of meditation or by any form of austerity by any form of sadhana. It's achieved by the association of pure devotees. Not that we must do our sadhana, but our Vaidhi Bhakti or sadhana bhakti in regulation is in the mood of Vaikuntha. It's in the mood of opulence and awe and reverence. We have to remember. We are still not liberated, and we have to practice with, and remember that the Lord is supreme. But then there's another level in Nectar of Devotion described of sadhana bhakti in the mood of spontaneous attraction, spontaneous motion, raganuga. And that's also still in the category of sadhana bhakti, but where one actually becomes followers of the moods of Krishna's associates. So by associating with Srila Prabhupada in his writings and his tapes and his lectures and stuff, we're actually associating with someone from the Goloka realm, from that Goloka mood. By chanting Hare Krishna and this Hare Krishna movement, we're associating with Lord Chaitanya's transcendental movement, which is bringing the mood of Goloka and making it very available. Something very priceless that's not available even to liberated souls in Vaikuntha planets. What to speak of mere demigods like Brahma and Shiva, and it's not available to them. Lord Shiva's there in Vrindavan, he's the Gopishwara. They all aspire, they're always hankering after the Vrindavan mood. But it's not very available at all, it's a very, very rare thing. And Lord Chaitanya is making it available in the world today. We're out distributing Prabhupada's books, chanting, going on the street and chanting. We're bringing that mood of Vrindavan via Lord Chaitanya's mercy to the people. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne goruti shenamaha. Why is Krishna Chaitanya described as the most merciful of all charitable people, the greatest magnanimous charitable person? Because he's giving the most precious treasure, which is this actual mood of devotional service in Vrindavan, the spontaneous affection, and it's not modified by the awe and reverence. It's not made less intimate by fear and reverence of God's supreme position. So in order to worship Krishna in that way, Mother Yashoda has to completely forget his godhood, his opulence, and to treat him just like her child. And this pleases Krishna very much. And it's very bewildering to very wise devotees like Queen Kunti, and also to other sages like the, who is it, Satyavrata Muni, or who, we just sang the Damodar Ashtakam song, and who, Damodar Ashtakam, let me, what is it, 127? It's from the Padma Purana, it's recorded there in the Padma Purana, and it says, it was spoken by the sage Satyavrata. So it may also be spoken by Narada, but it says here in the songbook that it's spoken by Satyavrata Muni, and then it's recorded there in the Padma Purana. So this special kind of bhakti that's very intimate, in which one forgets God's supreme position, is very important. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna remembers when he sees the universal form, he becomes, and he's praying, he becomes embarrassed. Saketi madva prasabhang yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi, ajanita mahimanang tavedam, maya pramadat pranayena vapi. He says, either by madness or by love, I've forgotten. Sometimes I said, oh Krishna, oh Yadava, oh friend, thinking you to be my friend. And now when he's seeing the universal form, he's trembling and being perturbed, and he's saying, you know, yachchavaha sartam. He thinks, if I really knew who you were, then I couldn't just joke with you and call you my friend. This is asatkritosi. It's like insulting to treat someone so vastly superior as an equal would be insulting to him. So when he's seeing the universal form, he has that mood, that fearful mood, and he's saying, whether with friend, you know, whether alone or with other people. So he says, ekotavapyachuta tatsamakshat tatkshama etvam aham aprameyam. You know, oh immeasurable one, please forgive me. Forgiveness to me for treating you like, forgetting your supremacy like that. Then later, Krishna, ashvasayamasa chapitamenam, bhutva punak somya vapor mahatma, that Krishna, in order to encourage him after Arjuna asked, told him, I'm too frightened seeing the universal form, he again revealed his two-armed form, and Arjuna said, Trishvedam manusham rupam tapasomyan janardana idanim asmi sangvritaha sacheta prakritin gataha, that I am able to recover my equilibrium and my consciousness is now by seeing this beautiful human-like form, which is the original form of Krishna, the two-armed form. Arjuna is saying, now my mind is composed again and I'm returned to my nature, my original nature. So Arjuna is a friendly devotee of Krishna, and this is his mood of devotional service and friendship. And he treats Krishna as a cousin, brother, as an equal. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita we see Krishna also, he's displaying this, he's being controlled by his devotee. Arjuna says, Senayor upayor madhye, you know, bring my chariot in the middle of the two armies. He's giving orders to Krishna. And Krishna is carrying out his orders. So Krishna likes that. He likes that relationship. It's inconceivable to us how the Supreme Absolute Truth, even though we're a particle of the Supreme Absolute Truth, but we're a small particle and he's the entire greatness. But yet, he, on the spiritual level, he wants that interaction, different kinds of activities, different, like we were talking before. The Supreme is not just inactive, but it's dynamic, active. All the things we have here, personality and desires and senses, we can't deny those things to the Supreme Absolute Truth. That, what kind of philosophy is that, that thinks that where that that which is the source of everything has less than the, that which comes from it, right? The cause has to be present in the effect, not the other way around. So if we see that we ourselves, the effects of the Supreme Person, the effects of the Supreme Absolute, the original cause, have personality and senses, we may not understand what kind of personality and senses he has, but we should understand that the Absolute also has personality and senses. So it's bewildering still for anyone to think that how the Lord, who everyone is afraid of, who has no one to fear, and yet, just like an ordinary boy, he's afraid of his mother, a cowherd woman who's holding a stick to taking a rope. Of course, this Leela is famous that she tries to bind him with the rope, but she can't. He displays that he cannot be bound. But then he displays that he will be bound by love, by the ropes of pure affection, that when she finally becomes fatigued and he sees her frustrated, she gets the whole village, everyone gets together and gets all the ropes they can from Vrindavan, all the ladies and stuff. And still, no matter how much, they're still two fingers too short, no matter how many ropes they tie together. Because his belly is, the whole universe is contained within his belly. But at the same time, he likes to play like a human and be bound. This is his highest highest pinnacle of liberation, realization, and love. Right? The greatest yogi is one who abides in me with great faith and is displayed most in its most complete form in this mood of Vrindavan. So this is very... But not many people can understand this. This is a great gift of Lord Chaitanya that we have to bring to the world. Right? There are some Christians who have, they worship Christ, and they, monks that they consider themselves brides of Christ, something like that. There are some mystics, obviously there must be some mystics in the Sufi tradition of Islam and stuff like that, that, you know, have some understanding of intimacy or something like that. But the Srimad Bhagavatam presents in this very full and great, Vyasadeva himself in his greatest literary achievement presents this in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Lord Chaitanya has explained to the world that this is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, the most authoritative Vedic literature, Vedanta Shruta, Vedic Shruti, and it's our gift to the world, this Krishna consciousness movement's gift to the world, if we can get the world to appreciate this mood of Vrindavan that's being portrayed, especially in these chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first however many, I forget the chapters, while they're in Vrindavan until the Krura takes him. But this is the 8th chapter, the 9th chapter is the Damodara Leela, is the 9th chapter of the 10th canto. So we have this Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is a very important scripture that everyone recognizes, and it's spoken by Krishna himself, so it's also Bhagavatam. So we have to demonstrate to the world this is the highest, it's the highest philosophy, it's the highest art. You know, literature, it combines the highest of drama and music and all the arts. it's presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's really coming from this pure, special love that only exists in Goloka Vrindavan, and that's not available anywhere else. So, questions and comments? Yes, sir.
I have two questions.
Okay. Microphone.
You mentioned, we know that Srila Prabhupada brought the mood of Raja Bhakti to this world, and he gave it, and you quoted, it was like Namo Mahavatanya, Lord Chaitanya, bringing that, Srila Prabhupada bringing the message of Lord Chaitanya. How do we understand that, like the process that we have here is sadhana bhakti? We have a prescribed way, we have to follow devotional service because of at least the conditioned state living entities are in. And then also the mood in which we worship here, Krishna, we should worship him in an opulent manner. Then how does it relate to like what you just said, wherein by the practice of this we will get Vraja Bhakti? So that's the first question. And the second question is, even someone of the caliber of Queen Kunti, even she was in these are very super excellent pastimes that only are available to someone in Vrindavan in that mood, not even to the residents of Dwaraka or Mathura, and Queen Kunti, she was looking at these pastimes and she was praising them. How is it like someone like me, we shouldn't imitate in the Sahajiya manner, but how is it like that we can develop that? How will it come to us?
Yeah, it will come naturally to us. Yes, we have to practice. We can't imitate, right? We can't just imitate or try to pretend or try to artificially jump ahead. What we have to do is, if we practice the rules and regulations as Srila Prabhupada asked us to, and so rising early, chanting japa, going to full morning program, working hard for spreading Krishna consciousness, going to evening programs, studying his books, doing deity worship, according to the rules and regulations. But we find that when we do that, we do get inspired to remember Krishna. I'm not speaking from realization. I'm sure I'm on a lower level of devotional service than most of you. But when we find that when we... And part of that, part of our regulation, part of our rules and regulations within ISKCON is that we study Srimad Bhagavatam and we study Srila Prabhupada's magnificent purports and we hear Prabhupada's classes and we hear his lectures and we hear his disciples who also have heard from him. And so even though we're performing this, because we have to perform this sadhana bhakti under regulation to get rid of anarthas, material, we still have material affection. As long as we're not liberated, we still have these distracting desires. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam. We can't even meditate. Last night I was reading Perfection of Yoga, which is a nice little introductory book Prabhupada wrote about, mostly about the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. A nice introduction, because people are interested. A lot of people have interest in yoga. And who's the greatest authority on yoga but Krishna? And there is Krishna teaching about Raja Yoga, Astanga Yoga in the Bhagavad Gita. So, but Prabhupada is saying, like you're also saying, Arjuna, he's not an ordinary person. Arjuna is thousands of times more qualified than anyone today. First of all, we're in a degraded age. He was in Dwapara Yuga, more exalted age, and then he was an exalted person in that age, a friend of Krishna, not just a great administrator, great king, greatest warrior, noble, brave, all these qualities, but also a great devotee and a friend of Krishna, an intimate friend of Krishna. And even he was saying, oh, this process of yoga that you're describing, of sitting in one place and meditating, that's difficult for me. So Prabhupada says, you can make a show. It's 10 o'clock, so we'll try to wrap up. But if we do practice, we will find that when we do practice, and we do find that as we practice sadhana bhakti within ISKCON, the way Prabhupada described it, then here we are in Bhagavatam class discussing this mood, like Queen Kunti is discussing also this mood of Vrindavan and how she's bewildered by it. And we get a glimpse of it. And I, you know, saying, how will it come that we'll actually, you know, go to Vrindavan like that? Srila Prabhupada will bring us. He'll bring us that we will, you know, as we hear and chant about these things, then our remembrance of them will increase. And we go on doing our service, but we'll get attracted to, as I've heard, not that I've experienced, but I've heard, that as the anartas go away and we get a firm, we become firmly fixed and we get a taste, then we become attracted to worshiping and serving Krishna in a certain mood. And that springs from, as I understand it, springs from the original love of Krishna that's actually dormant in our hearts now. It's not an artificial imposition, but that love is awakened through the association of Krishna's devotees who worship him in that way. And we're associating, even when we're hearing here, we're associating with Queen Kunti, we're also associating with Mother Yashoda, as being described here. We're associating with Krishna's associates by hearing about them. And as we continue to hear and chant, when the holy name is Krishna himself, and Radharani and all the residents of Vrindavan are there, everything is there, it's complete. Radharani especially is the queen of Vrindavan. She's the bestower of this special kind of love, and Lord Chaitanya is that Radharani, and he's bestowing this kind of love. And so we don't have to artificially impose or try anything. One time in Los Angeles, there was a group of devotees who said, you know, they had heard Prabhupada say that we want the mood of the gopis is the highest mood. So they decided that to cultivate the mood of the gopis, they would only read about the gopis and nothing else. And they had a little group of devotees that were just, you know, especially reading about that because they were thinking, this way we'll become gopis or something. Prabhupada was very angry. This was a sahajya tendency that Prabhupada was very angry about. And he said, no, you have to accept all of the words of the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Kuriyaika. So it's not artificial. We have to please, if we work and hard and please Srila Prabhupada, then we will find that we are able to meditate on Krishna very easily. Whereas people who try to practice by sitting in a secluded forest or something and trying to purify the mind and, you know, eating very little and doing all the practices that Krishna describes, but they'll find that that's not possible. That Prabhupada was saying in Perfection of Yoga, they'll find that that's not possible. But when Prabhupada was describing in Perfection of Yoga, that even the householder with the, you know, like a congregational householder, he should be moderate in his habits, you know, not work too hard, not be in too much anxiety or stress, so that he can have time to chant good japa every day and have time to study Prabhupada's books every day. So as Prabhupada is describing in Perfection of Yoga, of course, in the ISKCON, we always, Prabhupada especially was affectionate. Trivikram Swami was pointing this out to me, that he was especially giving most of his attention and instruction to those devotees who completely dedicated their lives and became sannyasis or you know, serious renunciates that worked very hard to help push on the ISKCON movement and live very renounced lives. That renunciation is important, and our eagerness for Krishna can be dulled by too much engagement in sense gratification and material things. But we can have faith that because Prabhupada is telling us that if we do this process, practice in ISKCON, serving in ISKCON correctly, not somehow artificially trying to cultivate, before we're ready, trying to cultivate meditation on the pastimes in Vrindavan. In olden days, it used to be a practice that the guru, when he initiated the disciple, he would tell the disciple what his actual spiritual body was and what his actual service was, and he'd tell him to meditate in that way, that you're a cowherd boy and you do this, or you go bring Krishna his flute, or a buffalo horn or something. some devotees, and that siddha pranali is a legitimate form of meditation that was practiced by some devotees, but Bhaktisiddhanta did not continue that within our line, because it's not something that can be imitated when you still have anarthas, material affection and passion and things like that. But there was one in Lilamrita, there was one time when Prabhupada was in, I think it was Benares, and a father and his son had been devotees for generations, and the son was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, and the son had asked Srila Prabhupada, "So now aren't you going to tell me what my lila is in Vrindavan?" And Prabhupada said, "Don't jump up. This is in the Lilamrita. Don't try to jump over. You wait. When you're ready, I'll come and tell you." So we can have faith that, Radharani is in charge of this Lord Chaitanya's movement. And if we do things as we're supposed to do, work now, samadhi later, practice Krishna consciousness as we're described, and nothing will be lost to us, and we will eventually achieve that love, that love in the mood of Vrindavan. That's there. It's present in ISKCON. It's available in the relation of devotees, in the holy name, in the worship of the deities. Even though we're doing everything according to rules and regulations now, it's still coming from Prabhupada and from this line of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. So we do things differently in this sampradaya than they do in Madhvacharya and Udupi, or Ramanujacharya and Rangakshetra or something like that. The mood is different. Things are different. But Prabhupada also said that when we go to Vrindavan, that we shouldn't, he also wrote, we shouldn't mix too closely with the Brijbasis. We should understand that they are spontaneously worshipping Krishna, but that we have to practice according to rules and regulations, and it's offensive to do certain things, to treat the deities, for us, to treat the deities nonchalantly like they're our friends. "Oh, I can't bring you food today because, that would be offensive. We have to do our service exactly according to, however many offerings we make a day, and make them nice and have the right offerings, keep everything clean and do everything right. And then that mood of Vrindavan will be bestowed upon us. In ISKCON, that's our natural birthright. It's our inheritance. This is the family we're in. So, does that answer your questions?
Yes, very much.
It was a very nice question also, I thought. That was good. So we should do Guru Puja now. We're getting a little late. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Mother Yashoda ki jaya. Queen Kunti ki jaya. Hari Bhagavatam.